back into the net, you know. So, and I'm not sure our player even pushed him in. So it's you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's a tough call, and I think that's going to have to be the head of the supervisor of all officials called me about. He wanted the clip of that GLI go because I think there's some real concern and inconsistencies in how they call those goals. But unfortunately for us, you know, counted, and you know, we get behind, and that's been a pattern lately where we get behind in games.
And we were behind 1-0. DeSalvo's first of the season. 14-44, they get their second goal. This is Brandon Hawkins getting a bit of a break after the Huskies almost had it covered up.
Roy cannot clear. Shot from the point. Ricocheted wide of the goal. Hawkins now with it. Off of the boards, right in front. Phillips can't find it. Scores! Oh, Phillips went to cover the puck, and the Huskies move it away, and then a shot there taken, and Bowling Green gets their second goal of the game. 5:16 left to go in the second period.
And after I saw the replay, it was not a Husky that moved it away, trying to clear it away. It was actually one of the forwards, and it was Cusera down there, or Ben Murphy, actually, that got it back to Hawkins, not one of ours. But we were so close to having that puck covered up. That's what was so frustrating about that goal.
Well, a couple times. And, yeah, I mean, there's got to be some communication there in front of the net, and just let Jamie handle the puck. So what you should do in a situation like that when after shot's been taken is, you know, whether defenseman or forward, you should turn and look to take another player or opposition's player, stick or body, and then let Jamie worry about the puck. Let him find it and cover it up. And in that sequence, we did not do that. You know, Jamie went for the puck. Our player went, you know, so allowed them to come in there and keep it alive. But then I didn't like what happened after that. Some blown coverage. It goes to the point, and, you know, they get a shot, and we didn't pick up the guy coming down the slot. We just sort of let him go right by us and watched him. And, you know, so that's something we got to learn and do a better job of.
Good shot by Hawkins, knowing that Jamie was down trying to cover that puck up.
Yeah.
And it came out, and he just put it high, and nothing Jamie could do. 2-0, Coach, at that time. And you know, what was going on in your mind, I guess, in the guys' minds, do you think, at that stage of the game?
Well, you know, what I told the team, there's still a lot of hockey left. You know, I think we had, you know, half a game left. So, and we've been in that situation before. And, you know, unfortunately, we've been in that situation before. So there's no panic. You know, I think we just need to continue to play and stay with what we say, stay with the program. You know, there's a certain way we want to play, a certain style. You know, we've worked all week on what we need to do to beat that team, and the key is just to not start to veer from that and try to do things on your own, and which a lot of good players will want to do, you know, because they're so competitive and whatnot. So you have to make sure we stay within the structure and what we're trying to accomplish and how we need to play, and we'll have success that way. And we did.
We did, and we got back in the game shortly after that. 16-23, Alex Patan continues the roll, gets his 10th of the season.
Baltus with a nice move across the line, brings it in on his backhand, spins around to his forehand, back to the point, Leibinger. Toe drags it, shot to the side of the goal, it hit somebody in front, Duper went down, and now Leibinger stretching out, back to the side, scores! Patan with the goal for Michigan Tech, nice play by Leibinger. And the Huskies back in this game, 2-1 with 3:37 remaining.
Boy, not many players, or I should say not all players anyway, can make that play that Batan made, able to get that to his forehand, put it top shelf.
Well, yeah, he's got such good hands, and he's so good around the net, and he put it up top. You know, most guys just trying to bang that right away, and the goalie's going to get a piece of it. But I think what set everything up is Brent Baltus. Brent Baltus carried the puck in the zone, you know, cut across the zone and got everybody a little, you know, confused on their defense. And he's playing so well. I can't say enough about Brent Baltus and what he's added to the team. And he's really taken advantage of some of the injuries and getting in the lineup. And he makes a good play. And obviously Chris Leibinger makes a good play. I don't know if Chris was actually trying to get it to Alex or just trying to get it through to the net. And it just turned out, fortunately for us, that it found its way to Alex Patan at the side of the net.
That made it 2-1. 2 minutes and 3 seconds later, the Huskies tied it up.
Hedela to the front, and Gould got a piece of that one, but it went off a skate, I believe, wide. Heenan with a nice toe drag. Over for Markoff. He'll shoot. Scores! What a goal by Markoff, and a great pass by Heenan. and the Huskies have tied it up with a minute 34 left to go in the period.
First career goal for Mark Hawk. It was a beauty, too, off of the post. We talked to him after the game saying that he was just trying to put it to that right side, figure that was the best place to put it. Heard it hit the post. He didn't know if it went in or not until after the referee pointed to the net.
Yeah, well, a lot of good things happened before that goal, obviously. Tyler Hanen and keeping the puck alive on the boards. Did a real nice job with a stick to poke a puck off one of their players, and then had some patience and poise, you know, took it to the middle of the ice and had the wherewithal to you know, draw guys towards him, and then put it over to Mark Hawk, who was wide open. And a good shot by Mark, and we need that. We need more offense from our defensemen. So it's nice to see Liebringer keep the puck alive and get an assist, and then obviously Mark Hawk score that goal. And we're going to need more of that. The way teams play now and the way they collapse down on our forwards in the defensive zone, our offensive zone, we're going to need our defensemen to get more pucks through and get to the net and help the offense more. So good for Mark Hawk, and that's the first of many for him. He's going to score a lot of goals here.
And he was plus three on the night, too.
He was plus three. Very him and Chris night. Liebringer were both plus three and had a real strong night for us.
All right, so it's tied 2-2 in the second period. End of the second period, 12-8 were the shots. We go to the third, and we give up another goal. It was McLean scoring down the power play.
Goal scorer Hawkins able to bring it up the ice now. Backhander to the front of the net. Here's a shot! And it went wide of the goal. Shot again! And that one went wide. Left wide open to the backside, Ben Murphy, and they couldn't find the back of the net. Back up top again. Shot taken by Bingo, tipped in front. Loose puck behind Phillips, and they score. It was in between Phillips, and the whistle would not blow. And a power play goal for Bowling Green after the Husky penalty for slashing.
So the we give them the lead again, Coach. And again, one of those weird plays where the puck is there and somehow squirts across the line.
Well, yeah, and that's Jamie's got to try and find that puck. And our defenseman has to help, too. I mean, we had a defenseman in front there with their player, and their player got body position, just sort of fought his way through our defenseman and was able to get a stick. The puck was just lying there in the crease, and Jamie couldn't find it, and he just tapped it in. So, you know, and those are the tough goals to give up. We work our way all the way back. You know, we're playing pretty well. And bang, you know, we can't kill a penalty, you know. And it's just a point shot. We have to do a better job trying to block those shots. But it does get through. And we worked on that a lot this week, shot blocking, which I thought overall we did a much, much better job in the game, and especially late in the game, carrying that one goal lead. But also boxing players out, which just means, you know, in basketball, same thing, is just trying to make sure that you keep them away from the basket, or in our case, keep them away from the net. Keep our player in position so that we're closer to our net than they are.
Did we at times, and maybe that goal's an example of that, where they wanted it a little bit more than us around our net? You know what I mean?
It's just a breaks down to a 1-on-1 battle, yeah. And we talk about that all the time. The sandbox mentality, you know, where there's one toy in the sandbox and two kids, and one kid's going to get it, and the other kid's going to go crying, you know, back to his mother. So we did lose that sandbox battle for that toy on that one.
And there was our only shorthanded situation the whole game too, and we gave up the goal.
Well, we did a nice job as far as the discipline goes, and when you're not having a lot of success killing penalties, it's good not to take many. So. We didn't take many, and that's good. We, you know, still played hard, still played physical, but did a nice job with not getting involved with all the other stuff. But the way Bowling Green plays, there's not a lot of baloney going on. I like the way they play. They, like I said, they come in and play. They skate. They work hard. They push the pace on you. You know, there's not a lot of stuff after the whistle. And I thought they were too hard fought. You know, for the most part, really clean games.
Brent Baltus gets his third of the season. He's playing so well right now. This ties the game up.
We'll keep it in deep. That is Watson sending it around. Liebringer pitches in. Puck goes high into the air. Boy, puck really has been taken off here tonight. Batan at the point. Hard shot. Rebound there for Baltus. He'll shoot. Score! Baltus with a great goal! Ties the game up again! 3-3 with 12:08 left to go in the period. Batan with the shot for the point. Baltus picks up the rebound and holds on until he buries it.
Yeah, he did a great job of kind of just winding his lanky body around the massive bodies that were in front of the net until he had the goalie down.
Well, he did. He did great patience, great poise, and then, I give him a ton of credit for a kid who hasn't played a lot, or especially the first half, and now just starting to play. And, you know, you can just see his confidence getting, you know, more and more, and he's – you know, and on that play, that's a big-time goal, you know, and for a guy who hasn't played much. And we need that. I mean, we need that, especially with the number of guys that we have on the shelf right now. We need some other guys to step up, and good for Brent Baltus. And, you know, and the other thing about him is He's just such a good person. You know, you like to see good people have success. And I'm so happy for Brent Baltus and the way things are turning out. And, you know, he stayed with it. You know, he's worked hard and he's continued to practice hard. And he looks good. He looks really good. You know, he's got some jump. He's excited to play. And, you know, that runs through your team when you see something like that. And then later in the game, he goes down and blocks a shot with under a minute left, you know. And so